Speaking in French to the thousands gathered beneath a warm spring sun in St. Peter's Square this Wednesday, Pope Benedict launched the following urgent appeal.
Depuis longtemps, ma pensée va souvent aux populations de la Côte d'Ivoire.
He said, for some time now, my thoughts have turned often to the people of Ivory Coast, traumatized by painful internal strife and serious social and political tensions. The Holy Father expressed his closeness to all those who have lost a loved one and are suffering from violence, while he urgently appealed for a process of constructive dialogue for the common good. He said the dramatic opposition makes the restoration of respect and peaceful coexistence even more urgent, and added that no effort should be spared in this regard.
Avec ma bénédiction.
Earlier, continuing his cycle of lessons on the doctors of the Church, Pope Benedict told believers that prayer and confession are the best antidotes to our era marked by signs of loss of conscience and morality. Outlining the legacy of an 18th century Neapolitan saint, Alphonsus Liguori, the Holy Father spoke of the obvious lack of esteem for the sacrament of confession among Catholics today and urged priests to adopt a more charitable, understanding and gentle attitude towards penitents, while always remaining faithful to Catholic moral teaching.
Alphonsus left a brilliant career as a lawyer to become a priest and greatly contributed to the renewal of the church in his native Naples. He began as a missionary among the urban poor, gathering small groups for prayer and instruction in the faith. Broadening his pastoral outreach, he founded the Congregation of the Moriae Hoste Redeemer, the Redemptorists, as a group of itinerant missionaries.
The Holy Father said that Alphonsus's pastoral zeal also found expression in his moral teaching, which emphasized divine mercy and the relationship between God's law and our deepest human needs and aspirations.
May this great doctor of the Church, venerated also as a pattern of moral theologians, help us to respond even more fully to God's call to grow in holiness, and inspire in priests, religious and laity, a firm commitment to the new evangelization.
Finally, Pope Benedict greeted all those English-speaking pilgrims present at Wednesday's audience. I'm Emma McCarthy.
Upon all of your God invokes the Lord's blessings of joy and peace. Thank you.